Hi and welcome to MFR Farming for Today, Friday, with me, Richard Jones. And first off, there's a reminder from the college that there are two deadlines coming up. SAC say that next Wednesday is the final day for applications under the Scotland Rural Development Programme, or SRDP for short. Now, this could be the very last round of SRDP, and Jenny at the college says they're absolutely snowed under with last-minute form-filling for the scheme. Also coming up on March the 30th is the deadline for the Agri-Environment Scheme as well, and as another strong possibility, this could be the final round for that particular one. Now, in a week of controversy over those milk contracts that we were talking about yesterday, the UK government has said they would not insist on written contracts for price between producers and dairies. But the Scottish government have now stepped into the argument. Richard Lockhead has said that he would not rule out Scotland going it alone and taking the necessary legislative action to make such contracts compulsory. Meanwhile, as the debate over independence for Scotland stepped up a gear this week, a snapshot poll has revealed that most farmers would need more convincing on the benefits of being a separate nation. And with agriculture already being a devolved issue, many said, what was the point? However, there's a flip side to that, and that's a poll undertaken by the Scottish Farmer Weekly newspaper, which asked its readers if they were happy with the English Farmers Government Department, DEFRA, looking after Scotland's interests in the CAP reform debate. A staggering 100% of those who replied indicated they did not want to leave their fate in DEFRA's hands, and the SNP's MSP Paul Wheelhouse has called for Richard Lockhead to be allowed to take a more active part in the EU discussions and to state the case for the unique nature of Scottish agriculture. And stating the case for Scotland in Europe is a top priority for NFU Scotland President Nigel Miller.
It's a unique challenge, and we've had the Commission over here last summer, and we're hoping to maybe set up a seminar perhaps in Inverness in May to get people over here and give them opportunity to get on farm to actually see the extremes that we've got to cope with, because without good targeting mechanisms, a budget of €107 a hectare doesn't go very far, and it's absolutely vital that we can maintain the activity in vulnerable areas, not just for farming but for food, for the landscape and for the wider community. Without that, the whole of Scotland will change.
And with that thought from Nigel Miller, I'll leave you for this week. Do have a good weekend. Back Monday with more MFR Farming, 6:40 and 12:40.